on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Afternoons with Andy Marr.
Grab the new hot and spicy buffalo chicken from Subway.
And the massive redemption sale. Makita, when power means business.
Great to have you with us this Wednesday afternoon here on Afternoons. The boys on drive up after in about an hour's time, so looking forward to that. Michael Bridges is about to join us from Optus Sport. Remarkable, as it always is, as we go through the group, final phase of the group stage of the Champions League, whittle it all down to the final 16. It is an annual event, the drama that comes with it all. There's always one or two that feel aggrieved to miss out, and there's always one or two who are probably a bit fortunate to get through. And there's always spectacular football played. All of that came to pass overnight our time. We'll talk to Bridgie about all of that on the way through. Blake Govers is going to join us this hour as well, leading goal scorer for the Kookaburras thus far through the World Cup of hockey. It started back in late November, goes through to the middle of December. We're the number one ranked team in the world, of course, taking on the French, who sit number 20 in the world rankings in the quarterfinals early tomorrow morning our time. So great to have access to Blake in the lead-up to that game. And we'll go to South Melbourne. Bill Papastergiadis is going to join us. I'm told that the board meeting starts at 3 o'clock of the FFA, the new board, and that there will be a decision this afternoon or this evening, that this will not be postponed, that the board has a willingness and a preparation and a preparedness, I should say, to bite the bullet and award two new licences. That will happen, I'm told, tonight or this afternoon. So wait and see whether that does, in fact, come to pass, and we'll try and get a sense from Bill as to how he thinks the South Melbourne bid is shaping up at the 11th hour. We're here, of course, for the new hot and spicy buffalo chicken from Subway and the massive redemption sale from Makita, when power means business.
James Milner, Mo lo estaba tomando, Mo que está habilitado. Vino Mo, adelantó la pelota, vino con el toque atrás, gol. Gol!
Love a Spanish commentator. Still going. I heard Salah and I heard goal. That was the Spanish call of Liverpool's one and only goal scored against Napoli our time overnight. It was the only one they needed. It was big and it gets them through to the final round, well, to the round of 16. Michael Bridges from Optus Sport showing every match of the Champions League exclusively live, including the final matches. Tomorrow morning from 4:45 p.m. I think there's a lot to look forward to between now and when this one wraps up, and Michael Bridges has been good enough to join us. Good afternoon to you, Mick.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I'm going well as a Liverpool supporter. There were some tense and nervous moments in the lead-up to this one, but I must admit, I've been a bit calmed by the recent form of Liverpool, particularly the recent form of Mo Salah. I just had a feeling they were going to get through this morning, Michael.
If there's any better time for Mo Salah to find his form, it's in the December and January window, because it's the most amount of games that come in a fixture list over a season, December and January, and Mo Salah, a little bit of struggles early on in the season, but it was Mane, the man that was producing the goods for Liverpool at the time. But honestly, of late, it's just all been about Mo Salah yet again, and he was the difference this morning. In a very, very nerve. I mean, I'm not even a Liverpool fan, but I was cheering the English teams on this morning, and you know that. Even I was nervous watching that. So God knows how you must have felt.
We'll have a chat about Tottenham in a moment, because they had to stand up in front of Barca and get a result there. It's the kind of audacious way, Michael, and you know what it's like to score a goal, but it's the audacious way that Salah is taking it on at the moment. He's kind of doing stuff that in recent times we've sort of really only seen on a regular basis from from Lionel Messi, really. He's sort of creating his own chances from positions where you don't really think that there's a chance to score.
I was just about to say, you've taken the words out of my mouth. The goals he's been scoring of late in last season, the way he has this ability to dribble and body swerve and go past defenders with such ease because of his balance, and he's so strong as well, you know, for the stature of the man. And the goal against the last goal he scored, I think, was the hat-trick goal, the first one against Bournemouth, where he rounded the keeper almost twice to put the ball in the net. They've got two players on the line. It's the kind of things you try to emulate in training, but you would never try and do in a match. And believe me, I've failed on many occasions in training as well. And he makes it look so easy, like Messi does it. So at the moment, when he's in this kind of form, there's no stopping him, because if he gets inside that penalty area, as he did today, by the way, he turned the defender, Mario Rui, with ease, and then he's inside the penalty area, defenders can't touch him. And he knows that. He's got the, as soon as attackers get in that penalty box, he's got the advantage. And Ospina, the goalkeeper, this morning for Napoli, kind of dived, if anybody's seen it, he dived anticipating that Salah was going to cross the ball, across goal, and he left his near post completely exposed. And that was the big difference. Ospina making a mistake at one end due to Mo Salah's class. And then Alisson, the Liverpool goalkeeper, later on, saving the six-yard shot, which was a magnificent save to keep Liverpool in the Champions League final 16. So it was an amazing game, and I'm just delighted Liverpool got through.
It was incredible. So that's one of the two English teams that we're talking about, and obviously, significant interest amongst a lot of our football fans in Australia, given the exposure of the Premier League. Tottenham is the other one. How happy would you have been, and it still took an effort, a special effort from them, to claw that goal back, but when you saw that Lionel Messi was being rested in that game, and Barca is in a position where they can do that, that would have been a sweet joy for Tottenham supporters that wasn't that didn't last very long after Dembele did what he did. It was an extraordinary night.
Well, look at the, it doesn't matter what team you look at Barcelona, the DNA of the club, they all know how to play this system that Barcelona have. They play it at every age group, so it doesn't matter who comes in. But first, when I did see Suarez was out, Messi, I had a little bit of a smile and a smirk, thinking, possibly a chance. And then 6 minutes in, Dembele scoring a goal that was, you thought it was Messi doing exactly the same with his right foot. And it was kind of like, oh, this is going to be an uphill battle, because I've played at the Camp Nou, we were in the Europa League and the Champions League. And, we were 4-0 down after 50 minutes. And there's no way you're getting back against this team. It's a very, very tough, intimidating place to go in at. I just wrote Tottenham off, to be honest. The only saving grace was PSV were up against Inter Milan, so that was, the scores were evenly matched, which would see Tottenham through. And when Inter Milan scored in that game to make it 1-1, Tottenham had it all to do. I've got to confess, I'm a Spurs fan. I had a little tear in my eye. But looking at the game and watching it, I've never seen a team go to Barcelona and take it to them. They beat them in the passing stats. They beat them in the shots on target stats. And the biggest one for me, after the game, Tottenham Hotspur covered 7 more kilometres in total as a team than Barcelona did. They ran their socks off to get this result. And a lot of the Spanish journalists were saying it's possibly one of the best performances they have seen from a team coming to the Camp Nou of recent times. So a massive, massive tick for Pochettino and Tottenham Hotspur for getting the job done.
They've got a good combination going at the moment, haven't they, between the team and that coach? They feel like, I'd love to get your observations, you've obviously been following them since you were a kid, but this does seem to be a nice relationship that exists between that coach and his players at the moment.
Absolutely phenomenal. And I think, when I look back at my career, I take the good and the bad from the managers I've worked under. And you get some brilliant managers who are tactically awesome, but you've got no man management skills. They don't look after you. And then I've worked with some managers that have had no tactical nous. The assistant manager has done all the sessions, but the manager has been a man that will listen to you. It's an open door, and it treats you with respect, and you will run through a brick wall. And I would take that any day of the week. Now, put that into Pochettino. He has both. He's got man management. The door's open. The players play with a smile on their face. There's a harmony amongst the group. And when you consider this season, Tottenham haven't signed any player to keep the other players on their toes and make them look over the shoulder and want to up their game because the fear of losing their position. So all in all, he's a tactical genius. He's proven it. And it's going to be very, very hard for Tottenham to keep a hold of this man and going forward. I just hope that they can, because he is a hot, hot property at the moment, Pochettino. And I'm just loving the ride and the journey that Spurs are on at the moment under him.
They're going nicely. How do you, we're talking to Michael Bridges from Optus Sport about the results from the Champions League last night. We've got the final 16 locked and loaded. Michael, how do you resolve, if you're a Napoli supporter, the kind of reality, and we understand why this happens, but in the group that they were in against Liverpool, Napoli go out, but they don't go through, but they lost only once in the group stage, whereas Liverpool lost three times in the group stage. You know, it does put a, there's a premium on winning games, obviously, but if you're a Napoli supporter today or tonight, their time, can you feel a little aggrieved about that system?
Yes, you can. You should do as well. But I mean, Napoli and the goal difference is plus two for both teams, both sitting on 9 points. And it's the away goal ruling that, you know, that is coming, or the extra goal that was scored by Liverpool. If Napoli had scored today and made it 1-1, Liverpool would have had to then score two. It's very confusing, but they would have had to win by a two-goal deficit because they've conceded. So they've got to feel really hard done by. But what a proven this competition, which I love about the Champions League, you've got to win matches. And Napoli drawing the games has cost them. Liverpool at home at Anfield, an absolute fortress. It was a horrible place to go as a player. I know exactly what they were going through. It's a tough, tough place. And, you know, Mertens, I found it funny, there was a guy, Mertens, playing for Napoli, said that he didn't really think that Anfield was a tough place to go, and he never saw the sign welcome to Anfield. Well, I tell you what, if they needed any more revving up to make it even more of a fortress, he'd give them the incentive and the ingredients to do so. But as a Napoli fan, you know, they must be feeling very hard. But they're flying in their domestic competition, chasing Juve, and they can go and obviously win the Europa League now to get a passage back into the Champions League. So they've got it all to do, and it's a very tough way to go out.
So three of the teams are from England through Manchester City's got its final game. There's three more groups, E, F and G, to play out tonight. There's really only concern, I guess, Lyon and Shakhtar Donetsk are the only two that are really live in any of those groups. Like Group H, as you know, they're the only ones that are really live. Manchester United are through and City are through as well, Michael. So it's been a good result for the English teams through the group stages now in this year's version of the Champions League.
It has. It's been absolutely incredible. And I mean, if you consider 20 minutes to go in both games, there could have been two of them gone. Tottenham could have been out. Sure. Liverpool holding on there at the end as well. It could have been a total different story. So the other two, Manchester United and City, like you say, have gone through in Tottenham and Liverpool. So for myself, you know, without being biased, you know, there's a lot of expats over here in Australia, and every, you know, the Premier League is absolutely huge. There's a huge following in this country for all the top teams in the Premier League, and it's really good for that scenario to unfold and to go further in the competition is great, and I'm delighted for them.
You're a good man. You can watch the whole thing on the, of course, Optus Sport, the Premier League, UEFA Europa League. They're also live alongside the Champions League on Optus Sport, and Michael Bridges and his team bring it to you all the time. $14.99 a month. Download the Optus Sport app now and find out more about it. Bridgie, there's a lot to look forward to. We've got the other four groups. There's really only one team, one spot really left up for grabs in Group F. The others are pretty much locked away. So we'll watch with interest to see how that all plays out, and then we'll look to see how the draw of 16 looks when it comes out. We appreciate you joining us on the show, mate.
Thank you very much, boys. I'm going to go and get a coffee to stay awake. I've been up since 2 a.m. I've got it all to do again tomorrow, all to do again on Friday, and all to do again on Saturday in the Premier League for office. So I'm loving it.
Yeah, mate, if only you were a vampire, you'd be your home ground. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Take care. Thank you.